Hello, I'm Kelly Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. The Bible says in Ephesians 2:6, God raised us up with Christ and made us sit with Him in heavenly places. As a child of God, it was never His plan that you live and experience the curse in this world. So join my dad, Kenneth Copeland, for today's message as he reveals the truth about God's plan for you. God raised you up to be seated with Christ because He loves you. And your place in Christ empowers you to not only live blessed, but to be a blessing to others.
In 1 John chapter 3, look what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not because it knew Him not. Beloved, beloved, beloved. Now take hold of that right now. You are the Father's beloved.
Well, no, Brother Copeland, I just got so much stuff in my life.
Well, quit praising the stuff in your life and start believing the Word of God. He tells you right over here in chapter 1 what to do with all that stuff in your life. If you got sin in your life, confess it. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Now, you believe that and quit feeling guilty and start talking the power of God. Amen. The reason people feel guilty is because over a period of time you're in the habit of feeling guilty because you knew better than to do what you're doing. But the Word said He is faithful and He is just to forgive us our sins. When? When we confess them. Not after you beg Him long enough, not after you feel better, and not after 6 or 8, 9, maybe 10 years and all this guilt lifts off of you. It never said anything about that. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, His blood cleanses us from all sin. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when we do sin, we have an advocate with the Father. Advocate means attorney general. Praise God. We have a personal attorney with the Father. It says that He'll take our case. And the devil starts accusing you and says, now, listen, now, he did this and he did that and did this and did that. And Jesus says, take up your case, particularly if you keep your mouth shut. Don't say anything but the Word. Did you hear what I said? Don't say anything but the Word. Don't fall for the feeling game. Well, I just don't feel God this morning. Well, He's still there whether you feel Him or not. Don't fall for the feeling game. Now, be loved. Say, I receive it.
I receive it.
I'm loved of God.
Beloved
now. Now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in Him purifies himself even as He is pure. Wow. Now we are the sons of God. This is not something that manifests after you die and go to heaven. If you're not a child of God, when you die, you ain't going to heaven. You understand that? This is something that happens now. This is something that manifests now. Because what is about to manifest when we do go to heaven is something He said, we don't know yet what that's going to be like, but we know when we see Him, we be just like Him. Wow. Amen. So don't relegate it to the future. No, no, no. Thank God for the sweet by and by. But this is for the rotten here and now. Glory to God. Sons of the living God. What manner of love has been bestowed upon us? The word bestow means to present as a gift or to confer upon as an honor. Hallelujah. God has honored you by calling you His very own child. He has honored you by accepting your receiving of Jesus as Lord and Savior. Amen. Jesus said, anyone that comes unto me, I will for no reason cast him out. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. Isn't that good news? Yes. That's all us whosoever's. And all us whatsoever's. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So now, let's take a look into this. What manner of love the Father hath bestowed or conferred upon us or honored us with that we should be called the sons of God. And beloved, now are we the sons of God. So, what He's done is now. And it's for anyone that'll receive it. But those of us that have received it, what manner of honor is this? What manner of love is this that He has bestowed and conferred upon us? It's certainly not something we earned. No, no. It was bestowed. It's a gift. It's been conferred. It's an honor He's given us. Amen. Let's go over to the book of Philippians. Second chapter. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Now, remember, it says, He has bestowed upon us what manner of love. We are joint heirs with Christ Jesus, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. He is our Father. All right, now, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 9, God also hath highly exalted Him and given Him, well, the King James says, a name. It's actually like this. And has given Him His name, which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of beings in heaven, beings in earth, and beings under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved. Now, you see who he's writing to? The beloved of God. Now, that's a wonderful thing, isn't it? Yes, it is. But now, doesn't the Scripture say in the book of Ephesians that He has raised us up together and made us sit together with Him in heavenly places? Does it say that or not? All right, so write that in Ephesians, just write Ephesians chapter 1 and chapter 2 right out beside that in the reference area of your Bible. Now, I read that first, but now let's go back in this Philippians chapter 2. Let's go back to verse 5. Let this mind be in you. We better read that again. Somebody there next to you is asleep. Punch him. He needs to hear that. Let this mind be in you. Now, is this scripture? I say it out loud right now. Say right now. In obedience to this scripture. I let this mind be in me. By faith. I obey it. All right, now let's look and see what it says. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He didn't believe it was taking anything away from God to be called equal with God. Now, they got mad at him about it because he called God his father. But he didn't call God his father because of some religious idea. He called God his father because God was his father. Yes. Amen. Yes. Well, who do you think he's talking about being our father? We're joint heirs with God. We have received the spirit of adoption. Whereby we cry, Father, by that Spirit, not by religion, by that Spirit that recreated our human spirit when we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. That Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, let this mind be in you and stop that religious correctness. If there hadn't been any religious correctness, there never would have been any political correctness. Because the church would have stood up. Amen. Amen. Religious correctness is dangerous. It's false humility. It's bondage to bind you up where you can't speak by faith. Oh, I wouldn't say that. Well, you know, I'm just unworthy. I couldn't. No, no. Hush. That's insulting to the cross and to the blood. Religious correctness stinks. I'm just a little nobody. That's a lie. You don't need to be saying that. No, you need to be saying what these scriptures we read. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be called God's heir and son. Well, I don't think it's taking anything away from the deity nor the glory of God for me to say, thank you, sir, with all of my heart. You have lifted me up. You have raised me up and made me to sit with you on the throne of grace. Thank God for your mercy and your grace. Hallelujah. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Amen. People used to, well, back there years ago, it's easier to get to me than now. They still say ugly things, but it don't get through like it used to. They said, you just lift yourself up equal with God. I said, no. He did that for me. He lifted me up and made me sit with him in heavenly places. Well, you just pulled God down on your own level. I said, no, he did that of his own free will. Glory to God. He's the one that come down here after me. Yeah. Well, when are you going to start believing, talking, and acting like it? Hallelujah. With a smile on your face, crying, Abba, Father, instead of being all bent out of shape because God is sending you into some difficult area, you say, whoa, we're going to change things. Me and Jesus are going into the trouble. Praise the Lord. Yeah. There's a lot of Christians. just hoping God won't call them to do something. Well, you can forget that. There's no such thing as a human being without a calling.
Amen.
You got a place. You need to be seeking God where that place is and get in it. You remember what God said to Abram? Get out of your way from your kinfolks and come to a city that I'll show you. Now, why did he do that? This is deep now. He was in the wrong place. I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, y'all. He was in the wrong place. And when he got up by faith, he didn't know where he was going, but he knew he was going somewhere. And God said, I will show you. And that's all he needed. He said, okay, let's go. And on the way, God made him very rich in cattle and silver and gold. Why? He needed the man rich for the place where he was sending him. He didn't need no poor man over there. They had a bunch of poor men over there. They had sick men, poor men, dying men. He needed a living man that was strong in him and could go in there and do something about what was around him. He's looking for somebody that'll go be a blessing. Take him into the trouble. Amen. Oh, yeah, the scripture said, God hath placed every member, everyone, every member of the body of Christ in the body as it hath pleased him. What pleases God? Just for you to get walked over? No. What pleases him is to prosper, the prosperity of his people, his servants and his family. Hallelujah. Well, that the reason for that is because if he can get you to listen and if he can get you to allow him to prosper you, then he can get to people through you that won't listen. That's the reason if you only call your family, if you only call somebody you know, you only call your buddies and your friends, then the scripture said there's no thanks. Well, thanks, I mean, what kind of thanks? When God can come to you and say, Robert, I want you to help that old boy down there now. I need you to go talk to him. Go give him $1,000. Wake him up. Because he won't listen to me, but he'll listen to you. So you go down there and do it. Then what does he do? You get your $10,000 first place. And it begins to grow and grow and grow and on up to 100-fold. But what does he do? He says, thank you, Robert. Thank you for doing that for me. He wouldn't listen to me, but he listened to you. I got his ear now. Amen. Now let me talk to you about this guy over here. Go call the halt and the lame and the blind, he said. Bring them to the party. That's who we are, folks.
Amen.
We're not servants of God first. When you were born again, you didn't receive the same spirit you had. You weren't born again and became a servant of God. You became a child of God, a joint heir with Christ Jesus. You let this mind be in you, which was in him, that you don't think it's robbery to be a joint heir with Jesus and to be equal with God and who gave you his spirit and his way and his mind. Amen. Now, as a child of God, and you give yourself a living sacrifice to the Father and say, I know I'm family and all that, but I want to serve you, sir. Whatever you say, whatever I see you do, I'm your man. How may I serve you? What may I do? Where's my place? Help me get in my place. I don't care where it is. That's my place. Because when you're going to find out When you get in that place, I don't care how ugly it looked to you when you're thinking in the natural world. But you get over there and get in it. Oh, son, you find out that's what you're made to do. Glory to God, you're born to be here. And you begin to excel. Now, in Ephesians chapter 3. In verse 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, to whom did he bow his knee? To the Father. Now, listen carefully what he said, because this has been misread many, many times. And when people would see what it was saying, they would, and through religious correctness, back off of it and say, oh, no, you know. Who? No, not us old ugly things. We're just unworthy, you know. Well, you were unworthy, but he didn't leave you that way. Just as I am, yeah, amen. Come just as you are, but he ain't going to leave you just as you are. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Now, either way you go at that, he is referring here, the whole family is named after the Father. Well, now, Brother Copeland, now that's just stretching this a little bit too far. I believe we're named after Jesus. Well, I'm kind of glad you said that, because we just got through reading that the Father gave him his name. So now you might as well just go on and buck up and believe God. Amen. Get rid of your religious messed up head. Just take that and set it over aside and say, thank God I've been named after God. I have been given the authority. I've been authorized to walk in His family, to walk in His name, to walk in His calling. Glory to God. I am named after Him. I am His heir, a joint heir with Christ Jesus. The blessing of Abraham is mine. It is in me and on me, and I am the seed of Abraham. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. That's exciting to me.
Yes.
But now I will tell you this. You have to renew your mind to that. We have thought this other way so long, and we've been in a dying world for so long, that by habit, you just think poor old us all the time. But we're not poor old us. And all of it goes back, for God so loved the world, and you're part of that. He so loved the world. Now, if He so loved the world, then why does He get us all saved if He so loved the world? Because with us, through us, by us, for us, is the blessing that will change the world.
Matthew 6:33 says to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Discover the results of God's true prosperity in your life and see how you have been redeemed from not enough. In the teaching series, True Prosperity, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland will show you how to operate in and use the anointing of God to meet every need. Whether it's putting food on the table, needing transportation, or healing in your body, God has a way for you to live in abundance. Gloria dives into the 7 steps to a prosperous life. This leads to so much more than financial freedom. It's healing, protection, favor, wisdom, and success. All the benefits of being a child of God are waiting for you. No more barely surviving. You can live in the overflow.
The knowledge of receiving from God, that's prosperous.
God's covenant with you includes receiving prosperity for your whole life. Download the audio series True Prosperity free on our website, kcm.org/TV special. In these messages, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland reveal what God's definition of prosperity truly is. Discover the biblical steps that bring godly increase into every area of life and start enjoying the abundance He's planned for you. This free offer is good for 30 days.
In 1967, Jesus told my parents to take this uncompromised message of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. That message of faith includes learning who you are in Christ, knowing how to access your covenant rights, and how to walk in your authority as a child of God. In today's message, my dad shows you from the Word that God seated you with Jesus in heavenly places because He loves you. Your position in Christ makes you a joint heir with Jesus. You now have personal access to every blessing Jesus has, so you can extend that blessing to the world around you. Imagine being able to share these wonderful truths with millions of people around the world. That's what you do when you sow into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Your seed empowers us to send this uncompromised message of faith on every available voice to all who will receive it. Partners and friends, I want to thank you for your financial support. You help us do what God told Dad and Mom to do all those years ago. With your help, we bring the compassion of Jesus to those who are lost, and we strengthen brothers and believers to take hold by faith every promise God's given them. In response to your seed, God personally promises that you will receive an abundant harvest. I want to pray over your offering today. Lord, I thank you that you see every dime, every dollar, every offering of any kind that people are holding in their hands today that they've determined to give. I ask you, Lord, to send the harvest to them before it can even leave their hand. I receive it here into this ministry to do the work that you've called us to do. And I thank you that we're partners in that, so we're harvesters in that. We're partners in the sowing, and we're partners in the harvesting. In Jesus' name, amen. Until next time, this is Kelly Copeland reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for praying and sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are believing with you for the harvest on the seed you have sown. To give by text, you can text the letters KCM to 36609. Together, we are sending the word of faith to people around the world.